in. Oh, George, we've got company.
And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie.
With apologies to Longfellow's Children's Hour, the situation at the Burns' today might best be described as follows. Between the 1st and the 15th, when the bills are beginning to tower, comes a pause in the month's occupation that is known as the Please Remit Hour. And I hear from the Burns' cottage the scream of an agonized gent as George perceives with horror the money that Gracie has spent.
You bought another new nightgown?
Yes, dear.
But you don't need it. I told you to think twice before you bought anything.
That's how I got the nightgown.
Huh?
Well, first I thought I wouldn't buy it, and second I thought I would, so I did.
You're murder.
And besides, I think everyone should have nice things to sleep in. I read that we spend 1/3 of our lives sleeping. Just think, I'll spend 1/3 of my life unconscious.
You've already used up your quota. I'll come to and I'll try to explain economy to you. You see, Gracie, when you spend money on a nightgown that you don't need, you encourage inflation.
I do?
Yes, you do. You should take what you put into a nightgown and put it into a bank.
Silly boy.
Well, let's get back to the bills. Now, you can economize if you worry about...
Come in.
Howdy, little lady.
Hello, Mr. Judson.
Howdy, little man.
Hiya, Jay. Say, does your wife spend a lot of money on things like nightgowns?
No, she don't, little man. You see, down home, folks just practically don't sleep none at all.
Why not?
Well, once you've seen Texas, you never want to close your eyes.
Well, Gracie spends money like water. I wish I had $33 million like you've got.
That's $34
million. Something happened?
Yep. We had a little hard luck down home.
Trouble again.
Yep. The folks was playing a game of cards out in the backyard, and my wife was keeping score. She dropped the pencil, the point stuck in the ground, and up come another darn Orwell.
You call that hard luck?
Got grease all over the 6 of clubs.
Oh, that is tough. I wish I had just one of your oil wells.
Well, now, little man, I'll just make you a proposition. My sister Judy is arriving from Texas today, and she's looking for a man.
You mean a husband?
Yes, ma'am. And if you was to find the husband she's looking for, I'd just up and give you oil well.
You mean it? A Texas oil well?
Yep.
Well, that's nice of you, Mr. Justin, but I don't know what we'd do with it. We have so little closet space.
Gracie, the well would stay in Texas. We would just get the money.
Oh.
Let's talk more about your sister, Mr. Justin. Is she wealthy?
No, I'm sorry to say she ain't. She's only got 5 oil wells and $10 million.
Well, cool kid.
Well, Mr. Judson, bring her to dinner tonight. We'll find that husband for her.
Yeah, when people find out she's swimming in oil, we'll have plenty of help.
Well, I hope it won't take too long. Judy hates to be away from the ranch. She's always riding and skinning mules and laugh doing steers.
Uh-huh, she's a regular tomboy.
Yep. She's always got a rope in her hand.
Oh, smoke cigars too, huh?
Smoke. He goes to you.
Oh, I like your sense of humor, man. I'll be seeing you at dinner.
So, that's why I rushed right over to see you, Meredith. Do you think you'd like to marry Mr. Judson, sister?
Well, I don't know, Gracie. I'd always planned to marry someone from my hometown of Mason City, Iowa.
Oh, but Meredith, you like this girl much better. She comes from Texas, where men are men and women are women.
We have practically the same arrangement in Iowa.
Well, I have she's the athletic outdoor ranch type girl. I can just see her featured in those smart cosmetic ads before your wedding. She's lovely. She's engaged. She spins mules.
You do make her sound attractive.
Yeah. Oh, she is. And she's swimming in oil.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I better have her dry clean before the ceremony.
Yeah. If you don't, she'll be too slippery to carry over the threshold.
Exactly. Well, now, Gracie, when can I meet Miss...
Judy. Judy Justin. Be at our house for dinner at 6 o'clock. And Meredith, try to make a good impression on her.
Very well. Instead of my regular dinner clothes, I'll wear white tie and cowboy boots.
Oh, look, now, those Texans are very conservative, Meredith. You'd better wear more than that.
Well, that's why I rushed over to see you, Bill. Do you think that you'd like to marry Mr. Justin's sister?
Are you kidding, George? I'll never get married. I'm not the marrying kind.
But she's
You're
got...
talking to Bachelor Bill.
But she's got $10 million.
Shake hands with Wed and Willie.
Change your mind, huh, Willie?
Well, this is different, George. This is love.
Love?
Do you hate money?
Hey, she's really got a bundle, huh?
She's swimming in oil.
Well, I'm going to dive right in with her.
When do I meet her? Well, you be at our house for dinner at 6 o'clock. Her name is Judy, and you can propose tonight.
And how I'll propose. I'll give her the full treatment. Oh, Judy, darling, you're so beautiful.
For the worst.
I love your soft brown eyes.
She'll go for that.
Your warm red lips.
Ah, now you're going.
Your cool green money.
Say a dinner, Bill.
I'll bet if we stand them up together and let Judy choose, she'll pick Meredith.
Only if she says, eeny, meeny, miny, schmo. I just thought of something. No matter which one Judy likes, we get the all well. We can't lose.
Oh, but that's right. They're both our candidates.
Sure. You start getting dinner ready. I'll run down to the cigar store and get some smoke.
Oh, George, not those awful super nickel perfecto royals. Please.
It's a fine little cigar. Besides, I'll need some for dinner. Guests will be dropping over.
They will if they smoke those.
I'll see you later.
Hello, Pops.
Afternoon, Mr. Brown.
Hi, George.
Joe Bagley. You live in the cigar store?
No, I like to hang around and listen to Pops tell about the old days.
Yeah, I was just telling Joe how I voted for Abraham Lincoln.
Who did you vote for in that election, George?
Stop with the clowning. Let me have some cigars, Pops.
Oh, surely. Want them two for nickel Prefecto Royales as usual?
No. Nope. Not buying any more of those cheap cigars, Pops. From now on, I'll have plenty of cabbage.
Oh, I'm going to make your own cigar.
I mean, I'll have plenty of money.
Oh?
Oh, yeah, that's what the cabbage meant.
Now, if you're through buying these Prefecto Royales, I'll take them back to the storeroom. Don't want them smelling up the showcase. Excuse me.
What's all this about you having plenty of money, George?
Well, Joe, I've arranged a wedding. And when that wedding is over, I'm going to retire and never do another lick of work.
That's what you did after your last wedding.
It's not my wedding. You see, Mr. Justin's kid sister is coming up here to find a husband. If Gracie and I find the man she wants, Justin will give us an oil one.
Wow.
Yes, sir, and we can't miss. We got Meredith Wilson and Goodwin lined up for the kids. Yeah, say, Joe, would you like to come to dinner tonight to see which one she chooses?
Well, let me call and see if I can make it. Excuse me, I'll step into the phone booth.
Okay.
Sure. Hello, Mr. Judson. This is Joe Bagley. Yeah. Say, Mr. Judson, if I found the husband your sister is looking for, would I get the oil well instead of George? I would? Well, tell me something about your kid sister. She's older than you? She's 65? I'll see you at George's house for dinner, Mr. Judson. Goodbye. Okay, George, I'll be there for dinner.
Well, bring along the bucket and I'll give you some oil. So long.
Now, let's see. Who can I find old enough for a 65-year-old woman? George is already married. There must be someone else.
Talking to yourself, Joe?
Pop!
Joe, my man, how would you like to go to dinner with me tonight and meet a lovely lady 65 years old?
Joe, you know I don't like to rob the cradle.
No, but Pop, you'll love her. She's from Texas.
In that case, we'll go. I like them Texas women.
That's well.
But Joe, remember, she's a southerner. Don't you tell her I voted for Mr. Lincoln.
It's a deal. Appropriate, Meredith. You know, across the country in the big league stadiums, in the local sandlots, the ball clubs are settling down to serious business.
Yes, and everybody eagerly scans the daily scores. Baseball is the people's game, Colby, and like the people, it's here to stay.
How could it be otherwise? A game so rich in traditions, in thrills, in popular national heroes. It's a unique and deep-rooted expression of the American theme.
It's wonderful, George. After tonight, you have an oil well.
Your Justin's sister is bound to marry one of my candidates, either Meredith or Bill.
Just think, we're rich. Now I can afford that lovely hat I saw yesterday.
You saw a lovely hat and didn't get it?
Well, sure, I got it, but now I can afford it.
Oh, buy anything you want, honey. We're loaded now. Have you got the dinner all planned?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but help me arrange the seating. Now, I thought that I'd put Mr. Judson at the head of the table.
Good. Then put Bill Goodwin on his right hand and Meredith Wilson on his left.
What'll the poor man eat with?
His spurs. And, honey, seat Joe Bagley across the table from me tonight. I want to see the look on his face when Judson gives me that oil well.
And, honey, I hope George Burns sits across the table from me tonight. I want to see the look on his face when Judson gives me that oil well.
I'm not going with you, Joe.
Huh?
I don't think it's fair for us to take that oil well away from the Burnses.
Well, don't be silly. This is open competition. Besides, with all that money, we can buy a lot of new clothes and take a trip to Bermuda.
But, Joe, maybe we'll hate ourselves.
All right, so let's hate ourselves in Bermuda.
Well, if you insist, we'll take the money. But I feel like a rat. I feel like a skunk.
But, honey, it's $1 million.
I feel like a mink. Bring me one.
I'm glad you got here first, Meredith. We can have a little talk about your forthcoming marriage. Now, are you all ready to go through with it?
Yes, Gracie. As you can see, I brought along my flute to play the wedding march.
Can you play the flute and get married at the same time?
Oh, yes. I've been practicing. Listen. I do. See? I pledged my troth without missing a beat.
Oh, Meredith, Patrilla will be proud of you.
Thank you.
Now, I'll tell you how to make a good impression on Miss Judson.
Proceed. I am a god.
Well, now, naturally, she's proud of being from the panhandle of Texas. So when she walked in the door, you said, Miss Judson, you sure do look like a panhandler.
Sounds like an excellent suggestion.
We want to give the wedding a Texas flavor, so after the ceremony, close your eyes.
What for?
Well, instead of throwing rice at you, I'm going to squirt you with an oil can.
I will be prepared.
And now we come to the more intimate part of this discussion. Do you plan to have children?
If necessary, but I'd rather my wife had them.
Sit down, Meredith. This is going to take longer than I thought.
Come in.
Well, here I am, George. Where's the girl I'm going to marry? Where's my finance?
Well, Miss Judson is your fiancée.
With $10 million, she's my finance. Of course, it'll come out even, George. When she gets me, she'll get $10 million worth of charm and personality.
I'm glad you're marrying for money, Bill. If you're married for love, you'd be your own bride.
Hey, that's not bad for a straight man.
At the fire, I'm a comic.
Yeah.
Well, that is... Maybe that's Judy now. Come in.
Hello, George.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Why? It's Pop.
I hope I ain't a bucking in, Mr. Brown.
Not at all, Pop.
Oh, I'm out to get that oil well, too, George, so I brought Pops along for Mr. Judson's sister.
Pops is going to compete with me? Are you kidding, Bagby? Now, look at me. I'm everything a girl could want. I'm tall, I'm handsome, I'm talented, I'm modest. I'm young.
But Judy Judson is 65.
I'm leaving? No, wait, you can't leave. You're my candidate.
Just call me Eisenhower. I'm not running. You must come visit me sometime, George. Bring along a bucket and I'll give you some oil.
Well, George, I have Meredith all ready to take the leap. Oh, hello, Joe.
Hello, Gracie.
And Pop. Well, how nice to see you.
Thank you, Mom. When Joe told me it was a party, I come a-running. I dearly love a good shindig.
Ah, well, then you must dance with George. He'll really dig his in. The living room and drink a toast to our oil well.
Gracie.
Yes, dear?
We can kiss our oil well goodbye.
Oh, dear, that's so messy. Let's just drink a toast to it.
I mean, Joe Bagley is going to get it. He found out that Judy Judson is 65 years old.
65?
Yes, and he's persuaded Popsy to marry her.
That's right.
Marry her? Joe, you didn't say nothing about marriage. Where's my hat?
Hanging from that string on your lapel.
I'm leaving. I'm too young to get married. I ain't sowed in the wild oats yet.
Attaboy, Pops.
You think I want to get married and raise a big bunch of kids? Not me. I'm out strictly for laughs.
Why, that old playboy. Hey, Pops, come back here. Pops!
Well, George, we're ripped again. The only one left is Meredith, and he's our candidate.
Yeah, I get... Wait a minute. Not even Meredith is dumb enough to marry someone 30 years older than he is.
Oh. Well, maybe we can be talked into it. I was.
Oh. Huh?
He's in the den. Now, you wait here. Just a teeny bit older.
Well, how old should she be?
65.
You think I should marry, if you'll pardon the expression, a sexagenarian?
Well, it doesn't matter how she votes as long as she's 65.
Well, I meant that 65 seems a bit elderly for my blushing bride. I'm afraid we won't have the same interest. By the time I'm 70, she'll be 100. By the time I'm 100, she'll be 130.
Well, and then you'll have the same interest.
That's true. But what about now?
Oh, an old wife has lots of advantages now, too. Now, look, do you like walnuts?
Oh, yes, I'm quite fond of them.
Well, you could crack them under your wife's rocking chair.
By Jove, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And Ace removes those little jealous doubts. Now, if the young wife patted at a Charles Boyer movie, you'd think that she preferred Boyer to you.
But if a 65-year-old wife panted?
You'd know it was asthma.
Those are convincing arguments, all right. But, Gracie, I've always thought I'd like to marry someone like you.
Oh, what should I say?
Gracie, you mean...
I'll be 73 come June.
Really?
Yeah, but don't tell George you think I'm 16.
Well, I had no idea age could be so attractive. By the way, how old is Miss Judson?
He's only 65.
A little young, but I'll risk it.
Here's Mr. Judson and the sister.
Now, don't be nervous, Meredith. Come in.
Howdy, folks.
Oh, hello, Mr. Judson.
I want you all to meet my sister, Judy.
Howdy, folks.
Come on,
Judy. Oh, come in and sit down, Judy. You must be awfully tired after that long trip from Texas.
No, I ain't tired, ma'am, but the horse I rode is plumb chuckered out.
You rode all the way up here on a horse?
Yep. Mama didn't want me to. I took the horse she rides when she punches cattle.
Your mother punches cattle?
Why, sure.
Oh, I hope she wears boxing gloves.
You hope she wears... Oh, not your sister humor, man. Oh, thank you.
All right, Meredith, propose to Judy.
Very well. Miss Judy, I have a proposal to make to you.
Get up off your knees, partner. I don't shoot craps with strangers.
Now, don't be so unfriendly, Judy. Fade the man.
Meredith is on his knees to propose marriage to Judy.
Marriage? He can't get married. She's already got a husband.
What?
But you promised us an oil well if we found a husband for her.
Why, sure. The husband that run to California 20 years ago. He's up here looking for him.
Oh.
Well, now, if this ain't the crap-shootin'est bunch of men, now that old one's down on the floor.
He doesn't want to shoot crap. He just fainted.
Yeah. He's dead to the world.
Well, maybe it's just as well. Now we won't hear that I've already bought a dozen new dresses and a fur coat.
What?
I thought that would bring you to.